The next patient is Hazel Brott. The last name is B-R-O-T-T, like in tango. B-R-O-T-T. First name, Hazel. H-A-Z, like in Zulu, E-L. This is the clinical case of an 89-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD stage 3A that has come down to 3B. The patient has shown a 22-pound weight loss. She has been seen by the primary care physician in July of 2023. The patient had a syncopal episode. To the auscultation, there is a systolic murmur in the aortic area. The patient is followed by Dr. Arcenas, A-R-C-E-N-A-S. And I am referring the patient back to Dr. Arcenas to see whether or not this patient has aortic valvulopathy, period. The patient was found with hypoglycemia at that time. The primary care has been adjusting the medications, decrease the amount of oral hypoglycemics, discontinue the use of the glimepiride, and the patient is taking glipizide, just 2.5 milligrams every day. Metformin switched to 2 times a day. Following number, the patient has been showing a deterioration of the kidney function. The serum creatinine has been increasing progressively, 1.35 in July 1.44, and in September 1.68. The patient has a BUN creatinine ratio that is increased 30 to 10. For that reason, we are going to adjust the administration of diazide to every other day. The patient has a following number. The patient has a history of arterial hypertension. Blood pressure is 134 over 67. Following number, the patient has urge incontinence that is treated with oxybutynin, 10 milligrams every day. Following number, the patient is with history of breast cancer that is followed by Dr. Ahmed, A-H-M-E-D. The last appointment was in July. The coming appointment is in November. And I am asking the patient to stress the weight loss, to in order to find his opinion regarding that subject. Since the patient is unstable, we are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup.